The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. What happens after the game wraps up, either when the day is done or the professional career is done? We'll take a look at what your favorite athletes are doing when they aren't in the game. Now, here is your host, Lamar Campbell.
Welcome back to Life After the Game. I'm your host, Lamar Campbell, coming to you live from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, the nation's oldest and largest group of broadcast media schools. Make sure you give them a call, set up an interview, 1-800-TV-RADIO. Go visit them on the web, www.gocsb.com. Coming off a great All-Star weekend, I'm here with my in-the-house man, Chuck, and my co-host, Anthony Smurf Plummer, coming to you live today. So listen, we had a great All-Star weekend. It's definitely good money. We got a lot to talk about. We got, of course, the All-Star weekend. We have the draft we have to talk about. But let's go ahead and jump on these first couple of minutes of this All-Star weekend. Let's start out with the slam dunk contest, or lack thereof, Smurf. Come on, man. The slam dunk contest, let it go.
Let it go. I'm with you, Lamar. I mean, there is no stars in the slam dunk contest anymore. I mean, it's just a irrelevant event, you ask me. It comes on at 10 o'clock at night. Honestly, by the time the three-point shootout was over, I was ready to, you know, shut it down.
Or whatever. Shout out to Kevin Love. Three-point shootout champion. I did see that one coming. Kevin Love averaging 20 and 15, something like that, as far as the numbers right now. But to go out there and win a three-point contest, I mean, it looks like we're going to see a lot of three balls from him probably during the rest of the season. And as you mentioned, let's jump back on the lack thereof of the slam dunk contest. I mean, that was a couple. The one kid from Utah. Here from Utah with the two-handed dunk with the two balls. That was all right.
Pretty creative.
I don't know if I can see him jumping over Kevin Hart, who, shout out to 215, shout out to my man Kevin Hart, standing all but 5'1". I don't know if you really consider that jumping over a person or maybe somebody kind of have a smaller stature. Even the glow-in-the-dark dunk. The glow-in-the-dark dunk was all right. You know, it was okay. However, shell the slam dunk contest.
Lamar, that can shell it. I mean, honestly, I was sitting there trying to debate which event would you rather see next year, the slam dunk contest or the NFL Pro Bowl. Both of them are pretty much irrelevant now. And I think Dwight Howard dunk contest probably was pretty much the last dunk contest. Everybody using props now, so pretty much I'm with you now. You can pretty much shove the slam dunk contest.
Right here live with my man, Atlanta Smurf. Listen, give us a shout, 1-888-346-9144. Give us a shout on Twitter, Life After T Game. And you hit it right on the head, man. I mean, you look at, you mentioned Dwight Howard. You mentioned a little bit before we started the show, LeBron James said he would enter the dunk contest for $1 million, I believe he said. But Big Brother has been winning this year. And if, for all the people that don't know, I call David Stern Big Brother ever since he started making guys wear suits. He just does what he does. You know, I call him Big Brother. He vetoed the New Orleans trade. He pretty much does what he wants with the NBA. And with the emergence of Jeremy Lin in the Chinese market, which he is trying to grow, you look at the All-Star game. I mean, you look at, he's definitely winning, but the NBA game is losing.
You're right about that. And like you said, I mean, the big story of this year was Jeremy Lin. Jeremy Lin was pretty much the NBA savior. I mean, when you're talking about the last 2 or 3 weeks before leading up to the All-Star break, it was all this Jeremy Lin hoopla. I mean, this guy even had his own media day, Lamar. I'm pretty much surprised. You're talking about the likes of LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Kobe Bryant, who media day started at 12:30, and Jeremy Lin has so much press down in Orlando that his media day was pushed back until 7:30.
That's crazy. I mean, you look at, even when you look at the highlights right now for the upcoming games, and we'll get into that a little bit later, you see Jeremy Lin's picture instead of Carmelo Anthony's picture up there. And that's a situation where maybe he's taking a little bit of shine off of Carmelo. But with that being said, let's go in and get to the substance of the game. It was a lot that went on in the All-Star game. We actually watched the All-Star game, had a chance to see these guys. And from the beginning, I have to say, for lack of defense for most of the breakaway dunks, yes, it's an all-star game. You have some guys out there actually competing yesterday.
Yeah, you did. You really had some guys that had some few things to prove. And, you know, you had a lot of guys that was first-timers out there.
Right.
So, you know, you're talking about guys that, like you said, up there in the 215, Andre Iguodala. These guys were coming in to compete. And one thing I have to say about LeBron James, we'll talk a little bit about him a little more later because I know you have some thoughts on LeBron James. LeBron James elevates the game to me.
Right.
He's the guy that goes out there. There's no games, no holds bar. I'm out here to win. Him and Kobe Bryant, they have that assassin mentality. And I really think those guys are the ones who keep the game going on.
Right. And I'm gonna say that, and that's a really, really good point. But you know, watching the game yesterday, and I'm not saying this because he won the MVP. He was not scared to shoot from the beginning. From the moment the game started, was Kevin Durant. As humble as that kid is, as nice as that kid is, he plays with a guy that wants to score 30 and 40. Kevin Durant is next. When you talk about the killer instinct, when you talk about clutch, the way Kobe won to pass Jordan yesterday, which he did, shout out to Kobe Bryant having the most points in All-Star game history. But Kevin Durant, after Kobe shot his three, KD comes right back down, shoots another three. KD won it, that MVP trophy yesterday, and he played like it. You thought Kobe Bryant would get it just because it was Kobe Bryant and what he surpassing the great Michael Jordan. But that killer instinct, and that's going to lead us right into our next question because you know what I'm going to talk about.
I know.
That killer instinct was present yesterday where it wasn't present in the affirmation, as you just mentioned. Your man, that brings so much excitement to the game, LeBron James.
A lot of people are on LeBron James about the past. The bottom line is this. LeBron James is an I be damn and I be do if he can. I mean, that doesn't make any difference.
That's where
he
is now.
It was an all-star game. LeBron James, at the end of the day, will be judged in June. I don't care if it's the first round of the playoffs or the second round. LeBron James will be judged in June. And yet, even if Miami does win the championship, Lamar, LeBron James has to contribute.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it can't be no Chris Bosh or no Dwayne Wade. LeBron James really has to contribute. A lot of people are on LeBron James about not taking this last shot. You gave me a lot of flack about it.
Yeah.
Not like I told you, Lamar. I'm going to say it like this. I feel like if he would have took the last shot, if he would have missed it, they would have threw him under the bus.
Right.
If he would have took the last shot, oh, he wanted to steal the show. He was the selfish player. So
right.
LeBron James is just in a can't-win situation no matter what. And a lot of people are giving LeBron James a flack. The bottom line is this. LeBron James, did he make a bad decision when he left Cleveland the way he handled it?
Right.
Yes, he did. I will agree with you on that. But I'm really pulling for LeBron James, for everyone to get off his back. And I just honestly think, if I'm going to ask you this, who's the best player in the NBA right now?
I have to say LeBron James is the best all-around player in the NBA. You have no argument with me there. However, there's a lot of best basketball players that do not have rings in the era that we saw coming up. Charles Barkley at the time was the best basketball player in the NBA. He has no rings to show for it. Patrick Ewing, for a time, was the greatest NBA player for a couple of years. He has no ring to show for it. Now, we're in a new age now. If you just joined us, me and my man ATL Smurf, why I'm not defending LeBron anymore, why he wants everybody off LeBron back, give us a call, 1-888-346-9144. Give us a shout out on Twitter, Life After T Game on Twitter. He has to have that killer instinct. When the game first started yesterday, the dunks that LeBron and Dwayne Wade and those guys were doing were some of the best dunks that I've seen other than slam dunk contests of yesteryear. I mean, those guys, the performances that they put on during that game with those slam dunks were unbelievable. However, the kid from Akron needs to be the man from Miami right now. I can't call him the kid. He's been in the league 9 years now. Accomplished a lot in those 9 years. No ring. Even when you see Kobe Bryant, Carmelo Anthony, and Dwayne Wade looking at you, Kobe don't even play. Kobe wants to beat you. Don't get it. The Mamba wants to win. Even he went up to LeBron and was like, come on, man. If there was any time that he would not have gotten judged, it was feast of fat. It's the All-Star game. Everybody wanted to see Kobe against LeBron James for the last shot, and he went out of his way to pass the ball. It's not that LeBron passed the ball. He's an excellent passer, the best passing. Big man says Magic Johnson, I believe, that can handle the rock. He went out of his way to get the ball out of his hand. That's cowardly. And I can't defend that. That's cowardly. Missed the shot. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take anyway. So what else you got to lose? You've been in the league 9 years. You don't have a ring. You said you don't care what anybody thinks anymore. It sounded good when the opportunity presented itself for him to at least take the shot. He didn't take the shot. And look at the reaction of Melo. Look at the reaction of Dwayne Wade. Look at the reaction of Kobe Bryant. These are guys that all want a gold medal. in 2008. These boys, so they know each other. They're friends. As much as Kobe wants to beat you, he wants to. We're all part of the same game. He has that respect for the game. Come on now. LaMamba looked at him and said, come on, man.
And to be fair with you about the situation, now when you're talking about Dwayne Wade,
right?
He won his championship
with the Diesel.
The Diesel.
Right, no doubt.
Kobe Bryant, won his championship with the Diesel.
And without,
you're right. But he has some pretty good talent around him.
Indeed.
Now, I'm going to put you in this situation. LeBron, he done what he had to do. He left Cleveland.
He gave Cleveland two contracts.
He gave Cleveland everything he had.
It was time for him to go.
Now, they didn't win it their first year. Now, the pressure is on LeBron James to win it this year. I must agree with you on that. I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb. They will win it this year. They will win it. So, like you said, I think all these great players had another go-to player with them. Not even a go-to player, another superstar. LeBron James has just gotten that in Dwayne Wade.
True indeed.
So let's be fair.
True indeed.
Kobe Bryant, let's see what Kobe Bryant's career would have turned out to be if he wouldn't have got traded from the Charlotte Bobcats.
True indeed.
Which is the worst team in the league right now.
Earl Lee.
Okay.
So no doubt.
That's my thing.
Right.
Last year, LeBron didn't win it. Now let's give this man a fair assessment, because what people fail to realize is this guy came in from high school. He did have all the hype. He was on the front of Sports Illustrated, labeled as the chosen one. Did he let you down from day one that he stepped in the NBA and Arco Arena in Sacramento, a 17 or 18-year-old kid with 18 points in the NBA? He hasn't let people down from day one. But this guy gets major flack for not winning the championship, which
right.
I know we are all judged on championships.
Right.
Let's give him a chance this year, and let's see what he does.
Okay, you made a great point. No argument there. I mean, when he left Cleveland, I never said it was that he shouldn't have left Cleveland. I didn't agree with the way that he left Cleveland. But if you re-up two contracts in one city, and they don't put anybody around you, they don't give you any help,
right.
The man had every right to get out of there. No argument at all. But the other good point you make is a 17, 18-year-old kid.
Right.
You have to learn how to be the man. He never had college. He never went through adversity. He never had those kind of tests that make you. Now, you look at the mental aspect. You look at the guys in that era. You look at Kobe. I'll never forget. This was when I knew Kobe was going to be a great player. End of the game, his rookie year. Game on the line. Shot an air ball.
Against Utah.
Against Utah, air ball. I'll make enough of him.
Right.
It was nothing. At 17, it was nothing. I'll make it. Don't even worry about it. Rookie, that's back, but that's Afro Kobe. That's the Kobe that we grew up with.
Right.
We grew up with the baby Fro Kobe. I grew up with the Kobe that wore number 8.
Right.
You know, number 24 Kobe, he's still the Black Mamba, but the maturity issue. You have to learn how to be a man. And he's still kind of sensitive. Do I think he's a front runner? I think he plays better when things are going well.
Right. And I can agree with you.
I think he plays better when things are going well. When he steps up against adversity, I feel as though he's a completely different player. And that's when the decision to take the last minute shot or a decision to pass comes to about, because he hasn't made a decision that he's going to take that flat. You have to take that flat before you become the man. And you have to take out the man. And you look at the game that they played yesterday. We only got about 2 minutes left, but we got enough time to finish our points. We look at the game yesterday. As well as he led the charge back for the East.
Right.
LeBron led the charge back for the East. I'm in the house when it was him and Kobe at the top of the key with 3.1 seconds left. I stood up. I knew it was going to be a one-on-one situation. This is what we paid to see. This is why we watched the All-Star game. And he threw a hot potato pass over the, and people know me, and I don't agree with Skip a lot, but he's gave it to Batman, and he played Robin last night on an All-Star game, and he was hurt about it. He wasn't mad yet. I appreciate LeBron for saying, no, I let the team down. I had a chance. I shouldn't have done that. That's the first step. When he gets mad about those type of situations, that's going to be LeBron James that's going to win the 4 or 5 or 6 or 7, because that's what it's going to take. We got about 1 minute left. But what you got about that? I mean, just tell me, give me a little about that.
I mean, personally, he was playing against Kobe Bryant.
The Bean. Yeah.
Now, Kobe Bryant, that's what we want.
That's what you want. That's what Eddie.
Kobe Bryant played great defense. Now, if anything, you know Kobe Bryant was not going to let LeBron James beat him at the end of the game.
But LeBron James is the best player in the NBA right now.
He is the best player. And one thing I do not like about LeBron James, I would defend him. Like you said, he's worried about what people say about
right.
him. And
right.
that's something I wish, if you could get Kobe Bryant's heart, I'm going to take it back one, to the 215. if he could play with that Allen Iverson heart. If we could put that Allen Iverson heart in LeBron James.
His chest ain't big enough for that kind of heart.
If we can put that Allen Iverson in LeBron James, because there's only two people that have that bulldog mentality in basketball. And that's going to be Kobe Bryant and Allen Iverson, two assassins. Okay? And if LeBron James can get that, hey, he'll be unstoppable. That, like you said, that's when we had a 1, 2, and 3 championships.
Yeah, sounds good. We got about 30 seconds left. We're getting ready to go to break. When we come back, we're going to have our man, NFL Players Association President Nola Harrison, join us for about 15 minutes. We're going to talk a little bit about the combine, some of the surprises that we're starting. Hopefully, we'll squeeze in a little more NBA All-Star Game talk. Stay tuned. Life after the game.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Play ball! If you're looking to talk baseball, even in the offseason, look no further than the King's Corner, talking baseball with former World Series champion Jim Leyritz. Jim's known for a rather controversial stance during his show. He's brutally honest and ready to talk with current and former players, owners, and other key figures to bring you baseball from an insider's view. You won't want to miss a single episode. The King's Corner, Talking Baseball with Jim Leyritz, is heard every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with K. Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Life After the Game. I'm your host, Lamar Campbell, coming to you live from Connecticut School of Broadcasting. This segment is brought to you by School of the Legends. Connect with NFL players, fans, athletes, and coaches. An exclusive video from NFL players and football training from NFL greats. Make sure you visit the website at www.schoolofthelegends.com. Back in the studio with my man Smurf, talking a little bit about the All-Star game this weekend. We just got off the conversation about LeBron. But let's talk about his teammate, Dwayne Wade. Let's talk a little bit about the Black Mom, the little Breaking Kobe's Nose episode we had yesterday with the at the All-Star game. And my mentor, Gil Tyree, was in here a little bit ago, and he mentioned a great point that Dwayne Wade didn't immediately apologize for breaking Kobe's nose. Do you think that Dwayne Wade was sending a message to Kobe to prepare for the NBA Finals?
Wow, you're right. You know, he let him know. And I told you, this game, that's one thing I really like about the NBA All-Star game. It's very competitive, at least the second half.
Right.
You know, you got your excitement with people want to see. But the second half becomes very competitive. And Dwayne Wade definitely sent Kobe Bryant a message. Hey, this is not going to be no cakewalk. I want to see you right now. And eventually, if you can make it there in June, which I think Miami will make it. But the Lakers are what, in the sixth seed right now, kind of struggling. They will have to go through Kevin Durant. But he's sending out a message to let you know, Kobe Bryant, this is our year, and we here to take it. And it ain't no friendship. If you want to be friends, I'll see you over where the Olympics are being played at this year, next year, whenever they try out. No friendship here until we put on their USA jersey.
Yeah, you know what? And no question about that. You know what? Shout out to Udonis Haslam. See, they got their enforcer back now. And it's amazing how guys like that, people don't understand that guys like that can change the personality of a whole team.
Right.
They had no enforcer. I mean, people look at, you know, Anthony Mason. Oh, he wasn't a great ball, but he was an enforcer.
Right.
He set the tone for all of those Knicks teams. And I think something that Dwayne Wade did yesterday, and I don't think he intentionally broke his nose, but it was a hard foul, a harder foul than what you're used to seeing in all-star games. But it was definitely a message. And with the smile on Kobe's face, I believe the message was not only received, but Kobe said, I'll see you.
Yeah.
You know, I see you. Yeah. It's not a problem.
And like we talked about, Kobe Bryant, he's going to remember that. Believe me.
Oh, no question.
Kobe Bryant is not one who forget nothing.
Nothing.
He reads everything. You know, like they said, do you think Kobe Bryant would go for Michael Jordan record on Sunday?
Does a hog love slot?
Why not? Kobe Bryant is trying to break every record out there. You can bet your bottom dollar on that.
As long as it's not a knee injury, an ankle injury, a foot injury, anything under the waist, Kobe Bean Bryant will be on that basketball court.
And an ankle injury, it's still such thing as the needle. You know, Kobe Bryant plays through pain.
No question.
I mean, that guy,
what he's known for.
He's not going to take a night off.
It's
you can bet your bottom dollar on it.
I
wouldn't even care if they're playing the worst team in the league. Kobe Bryant, he's not going to take a night off. And that's one thing I love about Kobe Bryant, his competitive nature.
The ultimate competitor. Give us a call, 1-888-346-9144. Talking about the Black Mamba and D-Wade going at it a little bit yesterday. And let's go ahead and talk about that competitive nature that Kobe Bryant had. We talked about it a little bit before break. We talked about him. We compared him a little bit with Allen Iverson. Hearts of champions, never quit attitude. That's something that we want to see. I think that we want to see out of a lot of young players. And we mentioned this earlier that Kevin Durant still showed flashes of that yesterday as well.
Yeah, Kevin Durant, we're talking, you know, when you're talking to our mentor, Gil Tyree, I mean, you're talking about a great kid. You know what I mean? You're talking about a humble kid. You know, you don't see the stories about him. He's from a single-parent mom, you know, a single-parent home and all that. He doesn't make up any excuses.
Right.
You know, and he plays with another rebel, like you said, a guy who really wants to go out and steal his shine, who wants to score 30 points a game. But Kevin Durant, he's just a great all-around guy. I mean, great in the community from the D.C. area. And I mean, probably speechless. You don't even see kids that come out like that this day and time. Very, very humble kid. States played in a small market. You hear all these superstars that wants to play in New York, wants to be in L.A. Kevin Durant just went ahead and re-signed with Oklahoma and said, hey, I'm going to make my name and I'm going to build my enterprise here in Oklahoma.
Right. Shout out to Kevin Durant staying in that small market team and making Oklahoma City his city. So now we had a lot of great stories talking about what happened at the All-Star game. So let's go ahead and make a little jump. Second half of the season storylines. What you got for me?
Second half of the season storylines, what team can stay healthy? You
true
know, with
indeed.
The compact season of the NBA right now, I mean, everybody's going down.
Right.
So now I guess the team that can stay the healthiest, and I think that's the key, you know, a team that may be surprising that I think you may want to watch out for is the Boston Celtics. You know how Doc Rivers, you're talking about an old veteran team, but hey, is that the team that you would want to see in the playoffs?
Exactly. You know, I mean, you can say the same thing on the West Coast about those Spurs.
Spurs
are always going to be around somewhere. They fly underneath the radar all year long. They got a bad draw last year with Memphis, but they had to go to seven games. So this is an older team. You know, Greg and those guys are going to be ready out there in the West Coast as well. I really want to see how the maturation process in New York takes place. They have a lot of new pieces that came back a couple weeks for the All-Star game. You have J.R. Smith.
Right.
You have Carmelo Anthony coming off an injury. You got Baron Davis coming back. You got the emergence of Jeremy Lin. It's on Popovich now. You can't tell.
D'Antoni.
I mean, D'Antoni. I'm still got Spurs on mine. It's on D'Antoni now. He has the talent. They all look good. J.R. Smith's still shooting the ball. Yeah, he's going to get crazy a little bit. Yeah, but you know, if he's not shooting well, you take him out the game. You got to seven more guys. What does D'Antoni do now?
Nothing.
Does he blow it?
Blow it. Blow it. Blew it. He will blow it. And he blew it
Moon
in Phoenix.
Dynamite.
He blew it in Phoenix.
Indeed.
I mean, come on now.
Indeed.
We're going to talk about they had a great team
great
in
squad.
Phoenix.
Yeah, great
Don't
squad.
Get it twisted now. They
great
had a
squad.
Great team in Phoenix. Had great Amar'e Stoudemire. They had Steve Nash. They had Jason Richardson. I mean, they had piles of talent.
Right.
This guy just wants to run up and down the court. Now, don't get me wrong. They will win a few more games in the regular season.
Right.
When it comes down to the playoffs, when you have to play defense, D'Antoni will fold.
He will fold.
And yesterday we was talking about the Knicks, and the guy presented a conversation to me, where would Jeremy Lin take them? I said, hold up.
Huh?
No, the question is, where would Carmelo Anthony take them? Jeremy Lin has got so much press and all this. It's still Carmelo Anthony's team.
No question.
And the pressure is on Carmelo Anthony, not on Jeremy Lin.
The question is on, and the good thing about that situation is that I do believe Jeremy Lin is going to defer.
Right.
I do believe he will defer to Carmelo Anthony. I think he will defer to all the vets. He's still in a situation where he's happy to be. He's confident enough to play his game, but humble enough to know that he's happy. He's lucky to be where he is. He understands you're a point guard. You make everyone else better. We know you can score 28 and 30. We know you can do those things. We know Kobe had a great quote after the New York Knicks beat the Lakers a couple Fridays ago. And he said to the media, Bean, say what you want about his character. Say what you want about the man's character. He's going to be honest and he's going to give you all every night. Kobe Bryant said, I hope Carmelo doesn't let you guys talk him out of playing this game, talking to the media.
Right. You're right about
Carmelo's going to have to be who he is. Jeremy Lin is going to have to adjust to Carmelo Anthony.
Right.
Run point.
You're right. You know,
run point. You're in a great system. Don't get me wrong. You're in a great system for a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
You have the same pieces D'Antoni had. You got Amari Stoudemire. You got outside shooter. You got athleticism. That's one thing that Phoenix missed on those teams with other athletes on the outside with Baron Davis and J.R. Smith. Right. And the other young man went to the All-Star game. I'm sorry.
From Phoenix, Jake?
No, from New York. From New York. The light-skinned kid that did the...
Tyson Chandler.
You have a lot of guys there that are currently athletes. You can win with these guys. These are guys that are capable of playing defense. You didn't have the foot speed in Phoenix at the time to play that type of defense. You had to win everything on offense. These guys are young.
Right.
These guys are athletic. It's on D'Antoni to turn them. Tell me, not only can the Chicago Bulls run, but you know they're going to play defense as well, too.
Great.
That's what it's going to take for the New York Knicks to get over the hump. If the city already talking about, okay, we get into the playoffs and we'll be satisfied, that's a losing attitude already. You have to want to get to the NBA Finals. I want to see you chest up against LeBron James. I want to see Jeremy Lin talk a little trash. This is what I want for my player. This is what the NBA is now.
You're right about that. And like you said, I mean, the Knicks, they have some work to do because right now they're currently in the seventh seed. So they pretty much have some work to do, Lamar, like you said, because if they get that draw, they don't want to see no team like Chicago in the first round. They want to try to move up in advance and maybe catch a younger team that should make the playoffs like the Philadelphia 76ers or maybe an Indiana Pacers team. Now, and once again, not to get off the subject, I'm going to give your boys credit in the 215.
Doug watch Collins out for those Phillies. Watch out for those Sixers.
Doug Collins has those boys playing. He's a great defensive coach. And like you say, he has piles and piles of young talent up there in Philadelphia.
Right. And shout out to Jared Jeffries. That's what I was trying to get up. Jared Jeffries and your boy Shumpert. You got some young athletes out there, man. You got some young studs out there that can play some defense. D'Antoni has to definitely take advantage of that. They're running him out of Madison Square Garden.
You're right.
Because once Carmelo adjusts and he's out there playing well, which I think he will, I think Lin's smart enough to understand how to play point guard. I think he's going to be willing to learn and take the steps necessary to make sure that he's going to be a successful point guard. Carmelo's scoring may go down, but he's still going to be the man. He's still going to have the ball. Amari Stoudemire is going to get the ball. I mean, you have guys out there that can score points. That's not going to be the problem.
Right.
Playing defense is going to be the problem in that East Coast. You're going to go against the team Boston. You're going to go against the Miami. You're going to get to the Chicago Bulls, Philadelphia 76ers. That's going to be the Achilles heel of the New York Knicks. That's going to be a big storyline for the second half of the season, how the New York Knicks adjusted now that they have their players back to playing NBA championship-level defense.
And like you said, the media capital world is not going to stand for it. If D'Antoni thinks by any circumstance or any chance that he's going to survive in Madison Square Garden without that team playing no defense, he got another thing coming. So the pressure is on Mike D'Antoni to get these boys to play defense. I see they bring in Mike Woodson, the former Atlanta Hawks coach,
right,
who's now supposed to be the defensive specialist out there in New York. So hopefully this guy can get them boys motivated to play a little defense out there and up there in New York.
Well, I hope he's earning his check up there, because if he turns that into a defensive team, a defensive powerhouse, with those young guys out there, athletic guys, they can be an awesome defense. We got about 2 minutes left, but where does Dwight Howard go?
Wow.
He did the right thing. All-star game in Orlando. I'm a chill. I'm a play in an all-star game. I'm not going to cause a lot of fuss in the home of the all-star game, you know, in my city. However, it's time to go.
Yeah, it really is time for the
It's time to go.
You know, and I mean, it's a real tough situation. I mean, we're hearing rumors that he's headed out to L.A., which, you know, that'd be a great fit for Kobe Bryant, because actually, you know, Kobe Bryant don't have too many more years left. They need a superstar that's going to really go ahead and rebuilding
right now.
Right.
Keeping the franchise. And you look at Andrew Bynum, who I like to call Mr. Glass anyway, because he's not going to give you a full season anyway. Shout out to Greg Oden, who just went on surgery again. Same issue. He's always hurt, so I don't care if you trade him. Get rid of Andrew Bynum. I'm actually glad that Andrew Bynum is actually playing better this year, because actually somebody may actually take him off the Lakers' hand and give our boy Bean out there in L.A. another big guy to play with that can build all the frames. You can build around Dwight Howard. Right. You can draft around Dwight Howard. You get him out to L.A. So is that what you think it is? Is it L.A., New Jersey, or Dallas for Dwight Howard?
And that's the team you got to watch out for. You got to watch out for the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, yeah.
You know Mark Cuban. He plays hardball. You know he's played poker. Mark Cuban's not going to show his hand.
No, but not even.
A team that's desperate right now is L.A. I got to go with L.A. I think that Dwight Howard will eventually end up in L.A. And if I was Otis Smith out there in Orlando, I'm strong on L.A. I asked him for both of your big guys because I think L.A. is really, really desperate to get Dwight Howard. And I would ask him, I need Paul Gasol and Andrew Bynum for Dwight Howard.
Yeah, you're probably going to have to do that because right now, if he doesn't get rid of him, he's not going to have anything to show for it. Just like when Shaq left, he's going to have to rebuild the whole Orlando Magic franchise again. We got about 20 seconds. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the NFL draft. The biggest job fair in the month of February out there in Indianapolis. Stay tuned. Life After the Game.
Your internet flagship station for sports. Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network, and let's talk football. Ready for in-your-face sports? Want to talk about the topics that nobody else is willing to talk about, either because they're too scared to touch them or just don't think it's the way to go? You're not going to be shy here. Tune in to Here's the Deal with Mega and Steele, featuring Ike Mega Griffin and Sydney Steele Justice. We've got the facts to back up the talk and invite you to join us every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, just before the weekend on the Voice America Sports Channel. We tell it like it is.
School to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Life After the Game. I'm your host, Lamar Campbell. If you're looking to sell, buy, or lease real estate in the Atlanta area, the Success of Real Estate is the place to be. Make sure you visit the website at www.thesuccessofrealestate.com for all of your real estate needs. Going to jump into this good draft. The big job interview for a lot of guys this weekend. Of course, my position, the DBs, are going tomorrow. Shout out to all you fellas out there in Indianapolis. Going through the process of getting selected or looking to get selected higher in the NFL draft in Indianapolis. Beautiful Indianapolis. Nothing but a shout out to Indianapolis as well for the job that they did at the Super Bowl as well. You got a lot of guys out there vying for those big checks out there, Smurf. A lot of guys out there doing some good work.
You're right about that. And I mean, you're talking about it was a great weekend. You know, like you said, the DBs are going tomorrow, but we did have the wide receivers and the quarterbacks. And the number one topic of conversation that everybody's talking about the dash for cash, RG3.
Indeed.
I mean, St. Louis Rams, I mean, they're sitting on a high horse right now because, you know, you're talking about this man, RG3 stock has went through the roof. I mean, ran one of the fastest 40 times since Michael Vick. This guy clocked in at a 4.4. You know, so right. He ran one of the fastest times since Michael Vick. And not only is he just fast, he's also a pretty accurate thrower. So, I mean, Indianapolis really has a tough decision to make. I mean, everybody's just saying Andrew Luck should be the number one pick. Right. I don't agree. I think by far RG3 is the best quarterback in the draft right now. So, you know, Jim Irsay has a big decision to make.
Yeah, a huge decision. You know, I've always been a fan of RG3 since day one. You know, I'm big on evaluating quarterbacks as well. But let me tell you how the CBA is going to play a big part into this. The rookie salary cap. Can't give your boy RG3 over $22 million. Peyton Manning is due $28 million. Matt Flynn franchise is going to be a little less than 22 to back up there at Green Bay. You can trade some picks and still have some cap room because of the rookie salary cap now. This number two pick has not been talked about this much since Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf. Now, forget what you got with Ryan Leaf. Nobody knew we were getting with Ryan Leaf. And that's another issue we'll discuss as far as the combine itself. There's no such thing as a sure thing. You're talking about a number two dominant pick. Speaks of the dominance. Has the confidence of a number one pick. Andrew Luck, I hear pedigree. Andrew Luck, I hear smarts. Andrew Luck, you can say the same thing about RG3, and he's faster, and I think he has a bigger upside. Jim Irsay, based on the day, and he measured it at 6'2.5". That was the big deal. Is he over 6 foot? 6'2.5". What?
And like you said, a lot of teams are going to jump off the bridge. And from a reliable source, you see me over here smiling.
Yes, sir.
The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hold on now. Slow down. Now, you a reliable source. You know I'm a diehard Redskin fan.
Right.
And I said, I don't want to see no Peyton Manning. Do what you have to do to get RG3, bottom line.
Right.
Reliable sources stated, the Washington Redskins are willing to offer the St. Louis Rams their first round, second round, and third round pick this year.
The Redskins.
The Redskins. And also next year's first round pick for to get the number two pick for the St. Louis Rams. And the key is, like you said, they will come out cheaper giving up all those draft picks for to get RG3 with the new CBA as opposed to them signing Peyton Manning, who will command a whopping $22 million for the sign as a free agent, or Matt Flynn.
Right.
Let's go, Mike Shanahan. Daniel Snyder, you always go all in. It's time for us to do it and get a franchise quarterback in Washington, D.C. I don't care, Lamar, and we don't draft any other players. Get RG3 in a Washington Redskins uniform, because I'm looking at this. I'm looking at box office.
Right.
When you're talking about box office, we cannot have Rex Grossman back out there.
Yeah.
This guy has had turnovers within the last 15 games consecutive.
Wow.
Games. He's doing an interception in at least 15 consecutive games. Let's get RG3 in there. We might not make the playoffs, Lamar, but I think RG3, he can get us an extra 5 games. You're talking about a team that don't have an offensive line, which that's why I don't see Peyton Manning going.
Right.
RG3 can get away from some people.
Right.
Let's bring him to D.C.
Right.
That's my thing. And I really think it's time for us to jump off the bridge for a franchise quarterback.
I mean, you know, looking at, funny, I got my NFL film shirt on today. Looking at NFL films the other day, they had the top 10 biggest free agent busts. And when they got to number two, the Redskins owned, it was a tie between three of the number twos, and the Redskins owned all three of those number twos.
Wow.
Y'all owned all three of the worst free agent pickups ever. Tied for two. We both agree. RG3 over Andrew Luck. We do agree on that.
Right.
I don't agree with giving all that up for RG3. And this is why. This is why. Why I do believe he's worth it. He's a fragile quarterback. You cannot get that first round quarterback killed in his first season. 6'2.5", solid kid, track athlete. Did you see them D linemen out there running sub 4.5s today at 3:45 at 3:50? You cannot get RG3 killed. You cannot give up that many draft picks to help make him productive and to make the future productive for the Washington Redskins. If you guys give all those draft picks up, it'll be a situation where RG3 goes somewhere else for a second contract and finally gets successful, because he's going to get killed. He doesn't have a Santana Moss. He's there. He's at his pinnacle. Santana Moss is level.
Right.
Gotta get some offensive linemen to protect that kid.
We $40 million under the cap, Lamar.
$40 million
under the cap.
The agency is gonna be big. All these things are gonna play a part come in March. If you don't have certain things in place, and RG3 said it himself, I don't know if I'm worth all that, but I would like to have some talent around me wherever I get to where I'm going. He's got to have it.
And I understand what you're saying. With $40 million under the cap, I said we go out and get our franchise quarterback. But like you said, we do have to spend some money on some linemen.
We can spend some money on some linemen.
And like you said, we do have to go after a big-time free agent receiver. The bottom line, we got to get someone that's going to stretch the field. Santana Moss, like you say, he's capped out. We're talking about a 34-year-old receiver. Let's get this man some linemen, okay? Mike Shanahan is known to find a diamond in the rough with a running back, which we have Roy Helu. And we can pick up on some offensive linemen, and we still do need some help in other places. But the kids, we're not out there. I don't think we're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Right.
But we have to get a franchise quarterback, Lamar. I don't care what it takes. We have to get a franchise quarterback. And you're talking about Matt Flynn. I'm not sold on him. I'm giving him the Kevin Cobb syndrome. Peyton Manning has a neck injury.
Right.
Bottom line, Shanahan's job is on the line.
No question. Been on the line.
You know, Shanahan's job is on the line. It's now or never. He have to go all in. And if the Falcons would give all that up to get a wide receiver, you have to give that up to get RG3, Lamar.
You got to give up whatever. You have to do the smart thing. And then this is about the draft. We talked about it a little bit earlier. I didn't have a chance to go to the combine. I wasn't invited to the combine. So I can't speak from a position of what I went through while I was there. The world is watching now. I can guarantee you we felt pressure on our pro day. I can only imagine what it's like with NFL Network walking around with cameras and everybody in the world seeing you work out. Shout out to the guys. There's going to be a lot of guys on NFL rosters that weren't invited to the combine this year as well, too. So that's one thing. The second thing is there's no sure thing. That's why I believe it's a toss-up between Andrew Luck and RG3. You can sell Luck on all this pedigree and all these things and all of that. Listen, your daddy, you know, your dad coaching the NFL. You know, you had John Harbaugh as a coach. All these great things, they sound great on paper.
Right.
All the athletic ability. I mean, I remember Mike Mamula going to Philly a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Tested off the charts, stone cold bust. We've had a couple in Detroit as well. I look at the competitive nature of it all. I think they're both competitors, and the fit for a quarterback now is so key. You don't sit at RG3, and you don't sit at Andrew Luck. You're going to take somebody number
play
one
now.
And number two.
Play now.
You got to protect those guys. You got to play now. And all honesty, with Sam Bradford being as fragile as he is, I wouldn't take the Rams off the board.
Wow, you think the Rams going to try to go in? I don't think so. I think the Rams going to go.
Never, I've seen crazier things happen.
You're right. Now, you're right about that. I mean, because if RG3, he wowed the people on a Saturday, you know, when he ran his time. And like you said, Sam Bradford is pretty fragile. But if you think, and I'm looking at it from the Rams' sake, the Rams really want Justin Blackman. They want a guy that can go downfield for Sam Bradford.
Right.
But with any team that moves up at number two, Lamar, you're going to have a pile of picks. You heard Washington's willing to give up their first round, second round, third round, and next year first round pick. Okay? So St. Louis, whoever it is that trade, even if it's not Washington, who is going to be a bidding war for that second pick.
No doubt about that. Whoever
St. Louis trades that pick to, they will get a pile of picks, Lamar, and they should be able to build through the draft.
And they, you know what? You're right. And they should be able to build through the draft. You know, but it comes down to a situation, like you said, you know, how are you going to play free agency? How aggressive are you going to be for free agency? And we know your Redskins do not have a great track record when it comes to free agency. So I can't let you hang your hat on that one. And not you personally. It's just the front office.
Right.
I was called, like I said.
In all fairness, this is a new era.
It is a new era, true indeed.
Bruce Allen and Mike Shanahan.
Okay, true.
Mike Shanahan had to clean our house for 2 years.
Good point.
This is a new era.
He had to, but it's all on him now.
It's all on Mike Shanahan.
On Mike Shanahan.
You're right.
He cleaned our house. Guys, you guys always had a big checkbook.
Right.
That was never the problem.
Never.
Y'all always played players, but it's the type of player that you. The only one that's ever panned out for y'all is London Fletcher, and he doesn't get the love that he deserves.
He's a free agent this year, and we have to bring him back.
Gotta bring him back.
We gotta bring London Fletcher.
Gotta bring London Fletcher back.
You know, and one thing about Mike Shanahan, they have an age limit now. You know, everybody was coming to Washington for it, paid it. We got big Albert Hainsworth, paid it. We brought in
Bruce Smith,
paid it. Old is all outdoors.
Archuleta, y'all brought in. Archuleta, bust.
was in the list with Deion Sanders. He wasn't a bust, but he was 35 years old in the secondary. Payday. So, you know, one thing I liked about what the Redskins done last year, they didn't jump off the bridge tomorrow. They right. signed just key players. You know, they signed young players. We didn't go after the big-name free agency.
Right.
Now, this year.
Now, y'all got a running back now. Y'all
got
man.
We got a running back.
Got a running back.
Exactly. So, this year, hopefully, with the changes in the new era of Mike Shanahan, you know, hopefully we can do something. And like I said, I want to bring in RG3. And, you know, because if you look at the division, you're talking about every player in the division is capable of being a Pro Bowl quarterback, bottom line.
Right.
Tony Chocomo, Michael Vick, Eli Manning, and the Redskins, you're going to say Rex Grossman? Come on, that's a joke. Right. Get a quarterback in there in D.C., Mike Shanahan.
Y'all going to blow it and go for Matt Flynn. You already know. Y'all going to blow it. You guys going to blow it. Hey, listen, stay tuned with us. When we come back, me and Smurf going to wrap it up. You're listening to Life After the Game. Stay tuned.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
America Sports.
Sports have become a big part of everyone's lives today. We all have that team that we live and breathe to follow. We watch hours of football on TV, play Madden Sports on our gaming system, and our wives can't seem to tear us from the couch. If this sounds like you, or if you're a football wife who wants a few words, we want to hear from you. Listen for Life, Love, and Sports, featuring your host, Ron Dixon. Ron takes you inside the world of sports and finds out what you, the fan, are talking about today. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Sports.
Tune in to a show about making a comeback and what really goes on behind the scenes with your favorite athletes and beyond. Listen for The Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. A lot of people believe what they read on the internet, hear and see in the media, and on the news. We're going to give our guests the chance to tell the real story without the extra hype. It's not just sports, although that will be a focal point of the program. We'll also look at the world of celebrities, music, modeling, and more. Listen every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Life After the Game. I'm your host, Lamar Campbell, coming to you live from the Connecticut School of Broadcast, the nation's oldest and largest group of broadcast media schools. Make sure you check out the website, schedule up your tour to become a member of the Broadcast Media School Perfection, Connecticut School of Broadcasting, www.gocsb.com. Here with my co-host, Anthony Smurf Plummer, finishing up our combine toss on about his Washington Redskins and what they're going to do this year in the offseason. You guys are $40 million under the cap. Word on the street is you got some inside sources telling you you guys are willing to give up the house for RG3. But do you believe in your Redskins? I got to ask you that. As a diehard Redskins fan from the... Now, listen to this. Let me tell you something. My man has been a diehard Redskins fan since the moment I met him in the early 1990s.
Talking about a best friend who played with the Detroit Lions in the playoff game against my Washington Redskins. And what did I tell him before the game? I love you, son. Go out there and protect yourself. But we got to come out with this win.
Going out with the win. And they won. But I got to ask you, as a lifelong fan, my man, do you believe in your Washington Redskins front office? They cleared house. It's on Shanahan. You're $40 million under the cap. You guys did some great things last year. Got a chance to go get RG3, the most polarizing quarterback, and bring him to D.C., a booming town and a possibly booming market. What y'all going to do? Y'all going Matt Flynn? Y'all going to blow it? Y'all going to get him some offensive linemen? Or y'all going to play it smart?
I think we're going to have to go all in with RG3. I'm just going to be honest with you. I mean, the Redskins does have a bad track record of dropping the ball. But, I mean, you know, I even seen articles where the mayor even said that we need to bring in RG3. I mean, the pressure's on Mike Shanahan. it's either now or never. If they don't draft a great quarterback or a quarterback that's going to win some games,
right?
He's gone. Bottom line. Right. That's just the bottom line. He should have been gone yesterday, but they gave him one more chance. And, right. I mean, I'm glad that Dan Snyder has actually stepped away from the program. He's letting Mike Shanahan take control. Mike Shanahan, Bruce Allen. They have to bring some money in. Season tickets are declining. So I really, really, really think that the Washington Redskins are going to make the right move this time.
You hope so. You hope so. We talk about the St. Louis Rams. We talk about all the options. Then you look at the draft in general. We say there's no such thing as a sure thing. And then people don't understand why they go through the lengths that they go through with the NFL draft. Why an inch and a half matters. Why, great analogy today, looking at the linebackers run today. Defensive lineman run today. D lineman was a little undersized at, I think, 6'6", 2.5". And the commentator says, they feel as though that last, you know, another 2-3 inches, that could have been a tip pass, a prevented touchdown to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, these things matter. It's a definite game of inches. You know, you look at these sub 4.440s, I think the 40 matters. I think some guys have better game speed than 40 speed. That's yet to be determined, but that's why those guys are in game. That's why those guys are at games all year long. That's why those guys watch film of you in college.
Right.
Because you can train, you can perform the drills like a beast, and you can be a bust on the field.
Right.
Some guys are just drill guys. Some guys are just players. And that's why you just never know. You never know. But I will say this. There's been some very impressive guys this week at the combine. But you know what I saw? The return game. You have some great this is a deep crop of return men. Athletic guy, this young man from Arkansas. I mean, you got a young man from Cincinnati. You got these guys, game changers on punt and kickoff returns. And this is a deep crop this year. And we saw last year, even with the kickoff now being pushed back, you have a potential to score, actually more touchdown score this year on kickoff and punt returns than ever before with the rule changes. So this has become a big, big part of the game. This is something that we can get to talk about, but special teams aspect, these guys that are going to go in the second, third, and fourth round, guys that are going to be playing special teams, they're going to be immediate impact players as well.
You're right about that, and that boosts a lot of these guys' stock who can be great special team players. You're talking about guys who can play wide receiver and return game. When you talk about one, don't be surprised about the guy from out there in Florida, Chris Rainey. Little small guy, skin back, could be a slot receiver. Excellent return guy, ran one of the fastest times at the combine this year. So, you know, like you said, the return game is very key. Guys from special teams, punt returners, you know, those type of guys. Those guys are starting to become in demand.
I mean, you look at least you mentioned Chris Rainey. We got David Wilson, your boy from Virginia Tech. Got LaMichael James from Oregon. Got Kirk. I mean, you got Ronnie Hill from San Diego State. Isaiah P, the young man from Cincinnati. Robert Turner from Utah State. He's just some. I mean, every year these guys get bigger, faster, and stronger every year. And yes, I'm gonna say we're gonna see the best athletes on the field tomorrow when a defensive back crew comes in. And we only got, I don't know how much time we got left. I think the boy LeRon Landry lifted himself out the NFL this offseason.
Wow, let him go.
Did you see that?
Let him go. I mean, come that guy's so big. Who is he gonna cover?
Come on, man. What are you trying to prove right now?
Nothing. Go ahead and let him go. That guy ain't have no search. Let him go. But on another note, another guy that excelled in the combine. Now, I'm going to give you your credit. I'm not going to steal all the shine today. I see you have your Wisconsin hat on. Russell Wilson.
Yes, he did.
Russell Wilson done a heck of a job out there at the combine. His size is kind of questionable. I don't know really what he actually measured up at. But
5'11 and a half.
5'11 and a half. And you know, that's kind of skeptical.
I was negative for
him. It was a negative. But that guy can throw the ball. You know, he's one of the better passers out there. And I mean, the bottom line, Lamar, is this. He's a gamer.
He's
put it
gamer.
That way. You can say whatever you want to say. He picked up y'all system in 1 year. He done his thing out there at NC State. Russell Wilson, he may be a backup quarterback, but the guy's a gamer.
If he goes to the right system, and one of the greatest accolades I heard about Russell Wilson this past week was he was a leader. When he was in the huddle, when he was in a group, he was a leader. And that's something that you can see at the combine. For all the guys that don't go to the combine, yes, quarterbacks, you go to throw, but these are the intangibles that these guys are looking for.
Right.
When the coach goes to you and asks him to break the group down, to close the guys up, you show something that day. I could see him being, I would love for New Orleans to pick him up. I would love to sit behind Drew Brees. Another Big Ten guy. 5'10", 5'11 guy. That's when the systems come into play. Can't wait to see Gruden's QB camp this year.
Right.
camp. Where to see Groom's QB camp? It's going to be a great QB camp this year. Just join us. Give us a call. 1-888-346-9144. We got about 3 minutes left. Murph, have mercy moments of the weekend. Talk to me.
My have mercy moment of the weekend, I would say that dunk contest. Have mercy. Let it go.
I gotta go.
I'm gonna just be honest.
I gotta go. Don't waste my time.
Just don't waste my time. No stop.
That's an hour and a half of my life I can't get back. Right. I feel cheated.
Let it go. That's my have mercy.
I feel
mercy.
Cheated. You took some of my life away Friday right. night.
Just let it go. I mean,
or Saturday night. Whatever night it was.
That dunk contest, trash it.
Trash it. Recycle it. Recycle. Do something with it.
What's your have mercy moment of the week, Lamar?
I gotta say, have mercy, LeBron James passing up that shot at the All-Star game.
Man, you and Chuck gonna sit in this studio and give my man that much flat. Let it go. You still not talking about Tom Brady when he overthrew.
I don't like Tom Brady.
Let it go.
I don't like
you
Tom Brady.
Chuck
or
him giving my man LeBron
or
James.
The Patriots. Because they cut my man the night before the Super Bowl. I never root for New England Patriots again because they cut my man. I didn't root for him to get the Super Bowl anyway. I wanted my man Lord Helmet, a.k.a. Eli Manning, to win the Super Bowl anyway. Just because I think Eli Helmet big. He's like 12 years old in his helmet.
You guys have to let my man.
I cannot believe.
Let it go.
On that stage. I only got 2 minutes left. Then I can let it go.
Let it
in two
go.
Minutes.
You and
after I get my, can I have my have? Let me have my have mercy.
You can have it, man.
Have
but you
mercy.
Need to let it go.
Have mercy, LeBron James. Get a grip. Go see the Wizard of Oz and get a heart. Shut it down. Stop the being a deferrer.
Are
be
you,
the man.
Are you done, Lamar?
I'm done.
Thank you. I'm glad you got that off
I'm
his chest.
I'm done.
He's 10 pounds lighter, guys. If y'all can see this
I'm
guy in the
done.
Studio, he's got that off his chest. He's approximately 10 pounds lighter. Thank you, Lamar.
I'm done. I'm riding. You know what? I'm riding with Skip. LeBrick. I'm riding with Skip until LeBron proves me different. I defended this kid for 9 years. You know what, Smurf? He don't even respect me.
It was an All-Star game, Lamar. It was an All-Star game.
What better way to just say why not?
It was an All-Star game.
What better
now, if he pull this off
not?
In June, if he pull it off in June, Lamar.
I'll be the first one right here congratulating LeBron James for contributing.
Yeah, contributing.
He got to contribute.
Yeah, that's the key. He has to contribute.
If he ride D-Wade back and give him like 5 points in the championship
game. No, that's not going to work.
But you heard it here first. If he goes out there and he gets that ring, it's a wrap. We got 30 seconds left. Definitely want to give a shout out to Connecticut School of Broadcasting, our in-house man, Chuck. Definitely want to give a shout out. Shout out to my man, Matt, out there in Arizona. Who you got, Murph?
A shout out to my man, Matt and Chuck. And shout out to all our new listeners. Tune in to us again next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Stay tuned. Life After Game. We'll be back next Monday. Remember to always have the perfect state of mind for success. Life After the Game. See you next Monday.
Thanks again for joining Lamar Campbell for Life After the Game. Be sure to listen to our program every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. May the coming week be one of greatness in your life.